Things are getting wildly delicious.
You're a chef?
You're a survivalist?
Absolutely.
Awesome. We're going to be set.
And a bit dangerous.
I'm not going to let anything happen to our family.
I'm Ashley Boucher from Entertainment Weekly, filling in for Jared Hall, and here's what to watch on Monday, September 26th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. RuPaul's Drag Race star Cornbread has announced that she has intestinal cancer. In a post shared on social media, the drag queen, who is appearing in the upcoming Hocus Pocus 2 movie, said that she is, quote, 100% fine and that the cancer in her small intestine is, quote, absolutely curable in its early stages. Cornbread used the announcement as an opportunity to encourage her fans to get regular checkups. The Don't Worry, Darling drama continues, or at least talk of alleged drama on set does. 40 crew members shared a joint statement over the weekend denying bad blood between director Olivia Wilde and star Florence Pugh on set of the psychological thriller, which, after weeks of a rocky press tour, is finally out in theaters. Last week, a report from Vulture alleged that Olivia and Florence even broke into a, quote, screaming match on set. The group of crew members, which includes writer and producer Katie Silberman, producer Miri Yoon, costume designer Ariane Phillips, and director of photography Matthew Libatique, said, quote, "As a crew, we've avoided addressing the absurd gossip surrounding the movie we're so proud of, but feel the need to correct the anonymous sources quoted in a recent article." They added, "Any allegations about unprofessional behavior on the set of Don't Worry, Darling are completely false." Singer Post Malone is back in the hospital with stabbing pain in his ribs and difficulty breathing a week after he was injured on stage during a performance. Post Malone had to cancel his show in Boston on Saturday night, telling fans in a social media post that he was, quote, so effing sorry, and that the show will be rescheduled. He said, quote, "I feel terrible, but I promise I'm going to make this up to you." On September 17th, the rapper was hospitalized after tripping on an uncovered hole used to lower his guitar on stage during a concert in St. Louis. His team did not immediately respond to EW's request for an update Sunday. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com. Boo! It's time to take on our number three pick, the series premiere of the Halloween Cookie Challenge. The new Food Network competition show will pit the best bakers against each other in a cookie baking and decorating face-off. Each episode, five creative bakers will compete in two challenges to make their best Halloween cookies and cookie displays, incorporating as much pizzazz and as many pumpkins as they can. Here's a preview.
This Halloween, candy isn't the only treat.
This cookie's got heat.
Co-hosts and cookie experts.
Cream cheese gives it complexity.
Jet Tila and Rosanna Pansino.
Great flooding, it's got fine lines.
I'm just impressed.
Have brought together the best cookie makers in the country. They must bake their most terrifying and tasty Halloween cookies.
The details are endless here.
In two deviously difficult challenges. The winner is rewarded
$10,000.
While the loser will be exercised from the lab.
Are you serious?
Oh, God.
It's the Halloween Cookie Challenge.
Get ready for some spooky sweets on the series premiere of Halloween Cookie Challenge tonight at 10 on Food Network. It's trivia time. Food Network has no shortage of fun Halloween series to inspire your baking throughout all of October. From cupcakes to cookies, there's something for everyone. Which of the following shows was one of the first Halloween series to debut on the Food Network? Was it Halloween Baking Championship, Halloween Cake Off, or Halloween Wars? Stick around for the answer. If you love Iron Chef and Running Wild with Bear Grylls, then you're bound to love our next pick, the series premiere of Chefs vs. Wild. The new Hulu series drops two world-class chefs into a remote area of the wilderness. Their job is to search for natural ingredients to make a delicious meal, and to refrain from accidentally poisoning the judges. A variety of insects, mushrooms, plants, and fresh meats are all on the table. We'll see who can make it out alive and make it all come together on the plate. Here's a preview.
To prepare world-class food in the wild.
Every second counts if you get one shot.
Surviving and then putting something on a plate at the end of it, that's a challenge.
Two world-class chefs dropped into the wilderness.
I need to gather as much stuff as possible.
Their mission, to find enough wild ingredients to make a five-star meal.
We're going
to
beat the other team by our foraging teamwork.
You're a chef?
You're a survivalist?
Absolutely.
Awesome. We're going to be set.
I just want to do a good job for the chef to give them the resources they need to win this.
It's dangerous, but that's the beauty of it.
Mushrooms are one of those things that you do not want to take any risk with.
I'm definitely not opposed to using bugs. Look at that guy.
He does not seem like he's okay. Those are the signs of hypothermia.
Dude, your lip is getting like swollen. Hope it's not a shellfish allergy.
I'm making it to the end, big lip or not.
I feel like I need to always push myself in life to keep growing, and there's no possible way to lose at this point.
1 minute till your plates have to be ready.
Dude, you're killing me.
Four, three, two.
Now we're gonna let the food do the talking.
We put some ferns on top of these logs to waterproof our fire. That's a mess.
It's fine dining gone wild. Catch the series premiere of Chefs vs. Wild streaming now on Hulu. Don't go anywhere. What to Watch has to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with our number one pick and the answer to trivia.
Also,
no one be more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/Awardist.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, The Tonight Show premiered on September 27th, 1954. The iconic late-night show has had six different comedians host throughout its 68-year run, starting with Steve Allen, then Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, and of course now, Jimmy Fallon. The show itself is the world's longest-running talk show, and the host that held the gig for the longest? That would be the legend, Johnny Carson, who hosted for a total of 30 years. And for our number one pick, The Cleaning Lady Season 2 is off to a very complicated start after last week's premiere. The search for Tony's son ended in the season premiere when her husband Marco, who had kidnapped their son, died accidentally at the hands of their nephew. And unbeknownst to them, the death was caught on camera. This week, a new complication shows up in the form of Nadia's ex, Robert Kamdar, played by Naveen Andrews. The showrunners recently told EW that they have a deep, complicated history together. And the moment Nadia steps back into his life, he's determined to win her back by creating a wedge between her and Armand. Here's a clip of the two reuniting from tonight's episode.
Don't overthink it. Roulette is purely a game of luck. Like when we first met.
Robert.
Nadia. As stunning as ever. Please don't let me stop you.
I'm not here to play games, Robert. I'm just here to talk about
them. Alone. I know. But wouldn't you rather receive a gift?
A gift?
Place your bet. If you win, I'll give you the money you need.
I need 1.6 million. Sure you want to make that bet?
Always. The whole point of having a lot of money is that you can play however you want, with whomever you want.
No more bets?
So close. Let's sit down for a drink and talk about what you need.
Get ready to see Tony's next move and to meet Robert when The Cleaning Lady airs tonight at 9 on Fox. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following shows was one of the first Halloween series to debut on the Food Network? Was it Halloween Baking Championship, Halloween Cake-Off, or Halloween Wars? The answer is Halloween Wars. The show premiered in 2011 and still airs today. Five teams made up of sugar artists, cake sculptors, and pumpkin carvers compete against each other to create the ultimate Halloween-themed display. You can watch new episodes Sundays at 9 on Food Network. Is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Ashley Boucher. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Ashley B. Reports. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and Alamin Johannes, hosted and produced by Ashley Boucher, edited by Lauren Klein, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.